We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
We're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having an almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money.
And the title of this session, Are We Ready for a New World Order?
That is gaslighting, where they do all this, they set it all up, we know what's coming next, we warn you, we show you where they're saying it in white papers, how they plan to go operational a certain date, we warn you for decades, it goes operational, and they're still simultaneously demonizing and attacking and censoring anybody that exposes it, because that's the agenda. But everybody should go, whoa, you can't talk about world government, but it's being set up by a James Bond villain who says, I'm going to not own anything or have anything. And Obama goes to Africa and says, sorry, we need to take your cars and air conditioners away. I mean, this is dystopia. These are the bad guys. Let's reject them now together. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Friday, April 1st transmission, and we see the April Fool, the puppet president, just blithering and bumbling around. It is so sad. There'll be no April Fools here, much too serious of a world. Well, there is obviously a lot of huge news, but folks also tune in here to get tomorrow's news today, next month's news today, next year's news today, and I don't like what I see in my crystal ball, but it is better that we know what's coming or what the enemy would like to do so as we can make preparation for it. But we knew this was coming. Even the United Nations has come out today and warned that the world is on the verge of economic collapse due to food prices exploding, energy prices exploding, and that the Middle East is at a breaking point. The last time this happened was the Arab Spring, 8.5, 9 years ago, caused by the last time food prices went just somewhere near this price. Energy prices did not get this high. And you're seeing that in Africa. You're seeing that in Latin America. You're seeing it all over the world. Many countries are having to turn off their streetlights at night, and this is just the beginning of the Great Reset. Meanwhile, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum is putting on an event over in the Middle East right now, and they're there bragging at their big event, their World Government Summit, that it is the end of the currencies as you know it. There'll be a new global digital central bank currency that's programmable, that will track and control everything you do. So we're going to be going over that ongoing World Government Summit that's taking place. And we have the clips of them announcing the new global currency, announcing the new world order, announcing that they're going to transgender your child. I mean, this is the end of the species as we know it if they get these things in place. I mean, this is biblical. And of course, your mainline megachurch is not going to tell you about this. They're going to help implant you with the new digital tattoo when it all rolls out. Because after all, that's how they're going to get their donations. And those of us that won't go along with it, well, we can starve in a re-education camp, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I remember reading books written by David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Cecil Rhodes, of course, 100 years before they wrote their books, planning this scientific worldwide dictatorship, planning this new world order. And I remember thinking, man, I guess my job will be trying to stop this, because obviously this is a very oppressive, anti-human, predatory system. And so I poked around and tried to get a job in talk radio right out of high school. I went and gave little speeches at county commission and city council meetings. And by the time I was 21, I started an access television show. And then a year later, got a local radio show. And the rest was history. But I remember wondering what it would be like if they started imploding the world economy, if they set up their post-industrial world, what that process would be like. Because when I was reading UN biological diversity assessment plans and some of the books and transcripts of UN meetings, like the Rio de Janeiro summit in 1992, when George Herbert Walker Bush signed us on to Agenda 21 treaty, it was never ratified, but the bureaucracy followed it. And reading about depopulation of at least 80% and using different ways of promoting new lifestyles to get rid of the family and atomizing the public, making us be totally alone. And just reading this and thinking, man, what will this look like if they succeed? And then seeing articles everywhere telling people that if anybody tells you they're a plan for a one-world government run by the UN and private corporations, and if anybody tells you they're going to have forced inoculations, and if anybody tells you they're going to cut off fossil fuels, and if anybody tells you they're going to take away air conditioning and people's cars, that person is an anti-Semite. I'm like, what's that to do with Jews? But that's what they would do. And you've all heard that and you've seen that. But then you could go read the book or see the article or go to the library and find the official UN documents and Club of Rome documents that were saying all of this. And then Bilderberg Group documents that insiders and others would leak out and that we would then expose. But to learn this type of information, we used to have to hide out inside the hotel till they already got there, try to get any of their literature. Insiders later would be so outraged by what they heard by insiders, people that worked in the hotels, a lot of times would contact us later and give us different documents and things they were able to abscond with. But now, you know, you really don't need to climb over fences and hide in hotels to catch the world leaders pushing world government. Now you just turn on the television or you go to Twitter, at the top of it, they're promoting it like it's the best thing since mother's milk. Here's some of the headlines. Klaus Schwab tells global leaders to collaborate for world governance. Okay. Top economists, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money, replace it with digital blockchain, and we're going to program it and control every asset in your life and every aspect of your life. This is it. In the year 2022, the forces of Satan openly announced world government and the accelerated collapse of all major world currencies and the announcement of a new one-world government programmable currency that tracks, traces, and controls everything you can do and what you're even allowed to spend it on it. That is where we are in the year 2022. You have lived to see world government openly announced and its aim of impoverishing you and finally, slowly killing you. Many will decide to serve it for short-term gain, but in the end, discredit their family name and separate themselves from God. I want to hit some of that big world government news and get to some of the clips and get the number out and take a lot of phone calls today, but first, we have to keep moving forward as if there's a chance to turn this around and at least have a softer crash landing. And there is some good examples of that. I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out who did it, but somebody in the Biden administration said, hey, you just cut off a third of the world's fertilizer supply and about half of where we get our fertilizer, Russia, and these same petrochemicals that are mined out of these deposits, we're not going to be able to make explosives without it. So the Pentagon, I know, is involved, but they don't say exactly who in the government had this good idea to not cut the fertilizer off as much as it's been cut off. So there are some little specks of sanity maybe somewhere going on. And if we expose this, there's a very good chance we can turn it back. So I don't want to just tell you this scary stuff and not let you know there's solutions out there, in my view. There's a lot of examples of this, but we were really harping on it 2 years ago that the ongoing lockdowns would trigger a supply chain breakdown and would kill billions of people if the collapse became permanent or long-term and deep. But if they cut it back or stopped it fast, it would only kill 50, 60, 100 million people. We went and looked at the numbers, and the last numbers we got was only a year in. They never gave new numbers, but 40-plus million died. The UN then estimated 280-something million were on the verge of starvation. Now they say 272 million, as of yesterday, in their actuaries, will starve to death on current trends in the next 2 years. Now, normally 15 million people starve to death a year. That's the average in the last 50 years. Look it up, folks. I'm not just putting numbers out here. You can look all this up. If the lockdowns are brought back, or if the cutoff of the petrochemicals and the fertilizers continues, I think that's a very accurate number from the UN of 270 plus million. I think it said 272 or 273. So that's not on the verge of starvation, like they said 2 years ago. That's going to starve to death. Going to starve to death, ladies and gentlemen. There's different ways to look at it, too. You can say 10 million die a year, or 20 million die a year, because usually they end up dying of a cold or a flu because they're so malnourished. There's different ways to split those numbers. But if you really care about human life and you don't want to see a bunch of people die, you've got to be concerned about this, and you've got to be talking about this, and you've got to be aware of this. UN warns Middle East at breaking point as food prices hit alarming highs. A lot of people say, well, why do we care? Well, I've been harping on this for 2 years. Vladimir Putin's now come out and warns West food crisis will lead to new migrant crisis out of the Middle East, Africa, Latin America, and Asia, which is totally true. And the worst off is Africa and the Middle East borders Europe, Western Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe. And so that's absolutely true. When the third world collapses, they flood into the first world. Vladimir Putin has warned the West that Europe faces another influx of migrants caused by global food crisis that is now inevitable. The Russian president made the comments at a meeting on air transport and aircraft manufacturing yesterday. Putin's invasion of Ukraine prompted Western sanctions and an energy squeeze that has left the stability of the global food supply in precarious state. And it's not... Well, that it was precarious before because the lockdowns. Now it's collapsing. Soaring international food inflation led the United Nations to warn that the Middle East is near breaking point with food riots a real possibility. We're not a possibility. They're already starting. Meanwhile, he followed through on it today. He cut the gas supply to Europe because they were not buying it in rubles. And what's Biden up to? He's riding around in his Corvette acting cool with Jay Leno. And the media goes, isn't he cool? Look at his sunglasses, aviators. It's just, wow. By the way, I like Jay Leno. He's a good guy. But, I mean, you know, here he is riding around with his sunglasses acting cool with Jay Leno in a classic gasoline-driven car. Let them eat cake. Let them drive electric cars. In fact, let's just play that short Jay Leno Biden clip for folks, for radio listeners. Here it is.
I've always loved to drive. I shouldn't say it on time. I like speed.
You guys are pushing electric vehicles today. This is a president who always talks about the power of our example. Mm-hmm. Does he own an electric vehicle?
Presidents of the United States don't do a lot of driving.
He's posted videos where he's revving the engine of his Corvette in Wilmington. He owns cars.
And he also has driven electric vehicles as president, as to give a model to the rest of the country.
Try your brakes.
In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to fund our operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com. So it may have been done, but I haven't found it yet. Maybe we should do it here at InfoWars, but I've probably watched, I don't want to exaggerate, more than 100 clips the last 3 days of the World Government Summit, that's what it's called, sponsored by the Royal Family and the World Economic Forum, headed up by Klaus Schwab in Dubai. And, I mean, I've seen at least 30 clips of them announcing world government, cashless societies, new world order, end of the family, end of single family dwellings, taking your cars away. Well, they all pull up in $200,000 G-Wagons and stuff. I mean, it's just, and land in $60 million jets. It's just totally insane. And they have platinum toilets, it's being reported. Because the attendees are so into money, they like show pictures of them. So they're using the bathroom in platinum toilets and landing in $50, $60, $70 million jets. And you can't have a job. You are going to own nothing and have nothing and like it. So here's just a few of the clips that came out this morning of the World Government Summit. You can see it there on screen. They've got it in 2-foot-tall letters, World Government Summit, bigger than Dallas. And the whole thing is about how they are going to take over the world with J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, BlackRock, and Vanguard, and how within 4 years they will own 95% of everything. They already own 80%. And they're just there declaring war on you, declaring you're going to have nothing, declaring you're going to own nothing. And you'll have a new global digital currency that'll still look like American, look like UK, look like Chinese, look like South African, look like pesos in Mexico. But it's a global digital one platform. And it'll still have the logo of the country you're in, but it'll be programmable tokens that tell you what you're allowed to buy and what you're allowed to do. So there's no escaping the total surveillance and abuse. So here's Schwab telling you about how you're not going to have any resources and how sad it is, but don't worry, you'll love it. And then here is one of the top World Bank economists. We're about to abandon traditional system of money. And then here's another one of them talking about their new world order at the World Government Summit. Here it is.
We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71, and so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money and digital accounting accommodate the competing needs of the citizens of all these locations so that every human being has a chance to have a better life? Because that's the only measure of whether a world order really serves.
And the title of this session, are we ready for a new world order?
Oh, but you hear them saying, oh, but we need a Bill of Rights, a digital Bill of Rights, a global standardized system to make sure nobody abuses you with this system. When out of the gates, it's a social credit score designed by the globalists, rolled out in communist China, and now being rolled out against us with debanking and harassment and the left calling for basically anybody that doesn't submit to them to absolutely be dehumanized and destroyed. So that's why I've said we should learn about these digital currencies and we should support independent ones and have hundreds of them, not big regional ones that are all basically in one database controlled by one system. That's the enemy. And the whole future is going to be gold and silver and other types of cryptocurrencies and barter. And that's why with the Internet of Things, they're saying everything's going to be surveilled and controlled to make sure you're not outside of this AI economy, because they're going to promise that the AI will give you all prosperity and give you all your social credit score and give you all your guaranteed basic income. But people not going along with the world system, it's our fault things are collapsing. It's our fault there's not enough food. It's our fault there won't be enough water. When the whole globalist system is about cutting off the resources to bring in the system to get full control of us and then use the dwindling resources that have been artificially created through artificial scarcity for absolute total social control. So with one hand, they take everything away from you and then say, submit to me more, put on more chains, give us more control, and it'll get better. And what does the average, vapid, confused, shallow leftist do who isn't really informed, who's very mentally lazy? They go, yeah, it's the people that didn't go along with this. It's the Amish. It's the people, and they've got all these white papers and books and programs and Plantopolis shows. They show kids in the UK, financed by the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation, going back 12 years ago. We played those clips here a lot where things would sure work better if there wasn't that ghetto of people that refused to be in the digital system under the UN World Food Council with their smartphone telling them where they can go, what they can do. And, oh, you don't get meat. You only get meat once a year on your birthday. And things would work better if it wasn't, you know, for my cousin that, you know, that lives in the ghetto. We need to go ahead and just outlaw people not taking their chip. This is an exact nightmare plan. And remember, simultaneously, the Atlantic Monthly and the New York Times and the Financial Times, the London Guardian say there is no plan for a world government. There is no plan for a global social credit score. There is no plan for forced inoculation. There is no big banks running it. And anybody that says it needs to be arrested, chiefly Alex Jones. There are headlines in the New York Times. Alex Jones creates world government conspiracy theory from just 5 years ago. Look it up. Alex Jones, world government. Click news, click New York Times. You'll see articles, and it says Jones is insane. It doesn't exist. I'm going to give the number out next segment. We're going to start going to your phone calls. I got a bunch of other clips and news to get to here, but that is gaslighting, where They do all this. They set it all up. We know what's coming next. We warn you. We show you where they're saying it in white papers, how they plan to go operational a certain date. We warn you for decades. It goes operational. And they're still simultaneously demonizing and attacking and censoring anybody that exposes it, because that's the agenda. But everybody should go, whoa, you can't talk about world government, but it's being set up by a James Bond villain who says, I'm going to not own anything or have anything. And Obama goes to Africa and says, sorry, we need to take your cars and air conditioners away. I mean, this is dystopia. These are the bad guys. Let's reject them now together. It's official by every major economic aggregation group, forecasting group, that the economy from 2 years of lockdowns is already devastated. And you add the energy prices increasing because the hyperinflation that started to set in, and then you add the war to it and more energy cutoffs. The rationing has already begun in Europe, and the prices are only spiraling out of control here. And Joe Biden makes arrogant statements about, no, I'm not going to reopen one of the pipelines, and I'm not going to take the moratorium I put on 14 months ago, 15 months ago, on no new drilling. So it's just criminal. And I'm going to explain something and go to your calls. And I know the general listeners get this, but when you're talking to a leftist moron and you explain to them, hey, China opens a new coal-powered plant every week, and their energy is about a third the cost of ours from coal, we can't compete because they have the cheapest, most plentiful system, and so do we. There's enough coal to go 10,000 years, and it actually is ancient carbon bound up in the earth. It actually makes the atmosphere richer in carbon dioxide and then in oxygen, because the plants then put oxygen out. And all the studies show that oxygen and carbon dioxide used to be way higher in our atmosphere than it is now. And that the health effects for plants and animals is just meteoric, what it does. So it's just, again, everything they tell you, it's the opposite. Now, does coal put out a lot of really bad toxins? If it's dirty coal, yes. They've got large deposits in two places in the world, two large deposits. There's smaller ones around the world, but there's giant ones in Russia and giant clean coal deposits in the western part of the U.S., mainly around Utah. I mean, just a few hundred square mile areas has enough clean coal around the U.S. at current rates over 100 years. But remember, Bill Clinton shut that down, and immediately Chinese coal company that had secured deals with Russia for its clean coal, there's a little bit in China as well, doubled in price overnight. So that's how the globalists work, is we got all this clean coal that burns, and there's no mercury, nothing. It's all clean. Burns super clean. And we don't get to use that. And then China burns mainly dirty coal. So does India. So does Mexico. The cheapest type, no scrubbers, nothing to contain it, so you can then bury it in a mine shaft or whatever. Because here in the U.S. and in Europe, the coal power plants, since the 80s, nothing comes out of them but water vapor and carbon dioxide. So they list carbon dioxide as a pollutant so they can shut those down. If you see the graphs, since the 1990s and the Agenda 21 treaty that Bush Sr. signed onto, they have cut coal burning by 64% in the United States. And of course, coal was the vast majority of our energy. So I obsess over things that most people are like, coal is super boring, Alex. Well, if you wonder why we can't make things in the U.S., or why if I sell a t-shirt made in the U.S., it costs me $10, one made in Mexico cost me $4, one made in China cost me $1, which I've not bought stuff from China, but that's the price. You can get shirts made, printed for a couple bucks in China. Made and printed in the U.S., 10, 12 bucks. Made and printed in Mexico, $5. It's because of the regulations and the energy cost. Remember, Trump said, I'd love to have my ties made in America, but they cost $300 to make your fine silk ties. They cost me $30 in China, and then I can sell them for $100 to you. I can't pay hundreds of dollars to make them in the U.S. and then sell you a tie for $1,000. I got to have markup. I got to pay for overhead. And it's true. People say, well, why are you selling shortwave radios made in China? Well, we used to sell Grundig radios made in Germany. There isn't shortwave radios made in America, folks. If there were, we'd be selling them. But then when you sell the stuff made in America, a lot of folks don't buy it. because it cost 30, 40, 50, 100% more. And I get it. But that's the position we've been put in to be controlled. And it makes me so angry now that the whole New World Order is about artificial scarcity. The whole globalist system is about shutting everybody down. And Klaus Schwab is now on TV at his World Government Summit going right now saying the old system's going down. You're going to be bankrupt, but don't worry. We got a new system. And the new system is eating bugs, social credit scores, hell on earth. I mean, this is a mapped out deal, folks. So please don't be sitting here in 5 years when things are 10 times worse and say, man, Jones was really right. Of course, I'll be off the air far gone by then with the way this is going. If this continues, let's stop this now. Please, together, can we do this? People in corporations, people in government, let's come together and be smart. Okay, I promise I'm going right to your calls. Bill and John and Eben and Denise and David and Jack and Bo and Kevin and Brian and JB, everybody. We're going to get to all of your calls on the other side. Separately, listeners have really come through. We've been doing a lot of accounting, a lot of inventory around here, and it found out that the big weak point was me. I always love new T-shirts, always design new T-shirts, almost never promote them. For every T-shirt I promote, I get 10 different designs printed. We have something like 200 designs, 63,000 T-shirts. A lot of them are made in America, by the way. Almost all of them are printed in America. Women's shirts, men's shirts, children's stuff, everything. Ball caps, flags. All of it is being sold at cost right now to clear this out and fund our operation. And all this is limited edition. We're never going to print any of these again. In the future, we'll have limited designs with a low inventory because we can't afford to keep big inventory. But this is the best deal ever. I need your help. InfoWarsStore.com. T-shirt blowout sale. If you're not doing everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses, your God-given immune system, you are insane. Now, I've been selling high-quality supplements for over a decade that boost your immune system. Vitamin D of the highest quality, and of course, the best quality you're going to find out there from iodine. All of that boosts your immune system. But a couple years ago, I set out with top developers to come out with a concentrated herbal tincture that's been cold pressed that has the very best herbs that God gave us through Mother Nature's medicine chest to supercharge our immune systems. Ladies and gentlemen, 2 years in the making, InfoWars Life Immune Support is now in stock, and out of the gates, it is 25% off. And your purchase of this product funds the InfoWar at such a critical juncture as the global awakening explodes. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get this product 25% off and take it every morning when you get up and every evening when you go to sleep. And all the studies show these compounds will turbocharge your immune system in a natural and healthy way. Elderberry concentrate, echinacea concentrate, astragalus root concentrate, angelica root concentrate, lomatium root concentrate, and so much more. This is a game changer, ladies and gentlemen, and with Winter Sun and X2 and X3, it will take your immune system to the next level, and it will fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. This is a non-zero-sum game, ladies and gentlemen. The only way you fail, the only way you lose, is not supporting the broadcast while you get a product that supports your immune system. Immune support from InfoWars Life, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Follow the link below if you're at band.video and get yours today.